You're listening to SBS News.
Norma Hall celebrated her 85th birthday with friends via Facebook last month due to the lockdown that's affected older Australians particularly hard. She hasn't yet taken up the government's offer of financial assistance for home monitoring technology because her daughter Tracy lives nearby. Norma Hall is grateful to have the support.
I now have a big band of friends, and I'm lucky enough to have lovely neighbours who look after me. And when Tracy's not around, I can always call on them if necessary. So I found that wherever you are, if you're nice to people, they're nice to you.
Last year, Ms. Hall underwent abdominal surgery. She decided to move further out of Melbourne to be closer to her daughter as she recovered. The fact she chose that option over an aged care facility is a choice that an increasing number of Australians are making.
Of course I'd like to be independent. At the moment, I can do everything for myself that I have to, but I can't tell what the future will be. I mean, if I had to go into a home, of course I would go in one. But at the moment, I'm hoping I'll be a little more fortunate than that, but you can't tell what time will tell, and so you've got to go with the flow, as I say.
In April this year, the government announced incentives for older Australians to receive financial support to install home monitoring technology to help during self-isolation. Rob Deeming is the chief executive of one such technology company called Billy. Mr. Deeming says the federal scheme is a win for his company and a win for the people that get to use the new technology.
What the government have recently announced is that they will allow people who are receiving that to spend up to $1,000 on remote monitoring solutions, a little bit like Billy, but systems that they can put in place in their home to help give professional carers, but also family, a sense of peace of mind and confidence that that person is doing okay.
COVID-19 clusters at aged care facilities such as Newmarch House and the Dorothy Henderson facility in Sydney are likely to have put many older Australians off moving into similar homes. For Norma Hall, though, it isn't just the fear of COVID-19 that makes that choice more unlikely. She explains why.
My older sister-in-law is in one with dementia, and I go with my younger sister-in-law to visit her. And it's very nice, and they're very caring, but it's still very depressing.
For now, Norma is happy that she's got the support around her to help her remain at home. But she misses her local op shop, where she used to volunteer.
I really love the op shop. There so many nice people come through and enjoy what we have, because we have, you know, very good prices and things like that, especially for young people. They come in and buy baby clothes and things like that. Yeah, no, it's lovely. You make more friends in there also.
And Norma is looking forward to meeting new friends once the social distancing rules have been relaxed and she can return to her voluntary work. You can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus.